This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Didn't you hate it when you came home from a date and your parents were staying up late? They wanted to know how it went. Did he or she like you? Are you going out again? And if you said yes, they sort of silently jumped up and down. Well, believe it or not, it's not too different in some parts of the animal kingdom, especially elephants, who take it one step further. My next guest eavesdrops on the secret lives of elephants and records what they do. And he said this event is called Mating Pandemonium. Peter Regg is the director of the Elephant Listening Project at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, describe this mating pandemonium for us.
Well, just after a mating event occurs, suddenly a lot of vocalizations start happening and many, many individuals get involved that are in the area where the mating event occurred, both individuals related perhaps to the mating pair, but also definitely unrelated individuals. Lots of roaring and rumbling and trumpeting going on, overlapping calls. It's just pandemonium.
Let me play a clip of the sound of the elephant mating pandemonium. So is that sort of an elephant party going on there?
Well, we don't exactly know what it is. Certainly lots and lots of excitement. And because elephants actually use infrasonic frequencies in a lot of their calls, we're only hearing a part of what's going on. There are other rumbles happening that we can't even hear without some kind of enhancement with a computer.
So this happens right after a mating of a pair of elephants. And is that right?
Yes. Yes, it is. And we've known that this phenomenon occurs for a number of years. It was first noticed in savanna elephants. I work on forest elephants. Mm-hmm. But we don't even know who initiates it. But just when the male dismounts from the female, we get this burst of excited calling.
And all these other elephants come rushing over, even the young ones.
Yes. All age classes come over and are interested, and they're all calling and sniffing the ground at the mating site and things like that.
Is this a congratulatory thing or something else, or you just don't know?
We just don't know. We have some ideas about what may be going on. It could be that the female is advertising that she's has just mated and that she's fertile. Maybe she's trying to attract other males from around, or it may be a way that other individuals in the clearing can come in and find out something about the quality or the status of the mating pair.
Do they make sounds like this for other events, family events, maybe the birth of an elephant, let's say?
Well, as far as we can tell right now, all of the kinds of calls being given are given in other contexts. We haven't recorded enough of these particular events to do the analyses yet of whether, in fact, the rumbles and the roars that we're hearing are in some way subtly different and actually communicate exactly that this was a mating event.
Mm-hmm. You also captured images with with night vision, a thermal camera. Why did you do that?
Well, we know that elephants are particularly active at night in these clearings. They don't seem to want to come into the clearings during the day, certainly in some places almost never. But a lot of activity at night, and we know very little about what's going on at night. So I use this thermal imaging camera, which is recording the heat of the elephants. And that let me look in the blackest nights at what was going on.
Mm-hmm. And did you learn anything surprising?
Well, one surprising thing was actually that at least during the period of this study, there was much, much more mating going on at night than during the day. We didn't know that.
And that's surprising.
Well, I don't know that it's surprising, but it was certainly not something that anyone knew. Mm-hmm. The colleague of mine, Andrea Tocalo, who works at the particular clearing where I was working, has been there for some studying these elephants for 22 years and has actually seen relatively few mating events. So there's always been this question of why not? And if these clearings are places that elephants come to get for mating, why aren't we seeing the mating events themselves? And it may be it's mostly happening at night.
Mm-hmm. You also captured, I understand, two females that probably didn't know each other, that were approaching one another.
Yeah. No, I saw lots of different kinds of interactions going on. And one of the interesting things actually was we use sound for in order to study elephants, as you mentioned in the beginning. And it was clear on this particular night, it was pitch black. The elephants couldn't see each other either. But I could see how they were interacting, how they were, you know, stretching out their trunks to smell each other. Mm-hmm. They were rumbling, but it kind of gave a different picture of how do elephant interactions look when they actually can't be using their eyes? They're using mm-hmm. only sound and smell.
We have an audio clip of that greeting. Let's listen to that. That's a greeting between elephants.
Yes.
It sounds almost like it's underwater, you know, like you hear mammals underwater doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, it does a bit. They're very, very low frequency, built on very low frequencies. And the characteristic aspect is, we think, is the overlapping of one female rumbling and then the other female comes in before the first is finished and vice versa. So you get a string of overlapping calls.
Uh-huh. So I'm sure that there are practical reasons that you're making these recordings and the night images.
Well, definitely. We know, first of all, we know very little about this particular species of elephant, the forest elephant. But primarily we're focused on conservation issues because the illegal ivory trade is really pounding these forest elephants. So what the kind of combination of the thermal imaging and the recording lets us do is kind of fit together what calls are going with what sorts of behaviors, so that if we record elsewhere in the forest around Central Africa, we can interpret better what it is we're hearing and use that information to help with their conservation.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's all this ivory poaching going on.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, of course, not only do we hear elephants talking to each other, but we also hear the sounds of gunshots on our recordings.
Hmm. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Regg, for taking time to be with us today. Interesting research.
Thank you. It was fun to be on the show.
Peter Regg is the director of the Elephant Listening Project at Cornell University in Ithaca.